might have been lonely. Had our lovings prospered well, then 'tis part of the year's long. I'll not call up their shadowy form. I'll say to them, lost year, sleep on, sleep on, or heed life's pelting storm. My Julia so true, and I wrote her about in my country. Way o'er the waters so blue, like a feather we'll float in our gum tree canoe. Singing, way o'er the waters so blue, like a feather we'll float in our gum tree. Soft cotton Idaho, and I think of my Julia and sing. Then I catch her a bird with a wing of true blue, and at night sail around in my gum tree canoe. Singing, where o'er the waters so blue, like a feather we'll float in our gum tree canoe. Singing, where o'er the waters so blue, like a feather we'll float in our gum tree canoe. With my hands on the banjo and a toe on the oar, I'd sing to the sound of the river's soft roar, while the stars are looking down on my Julia so true, and dancing her eyes in my gum tree canoe. Singing, oh, where o'er the waters so blue, like a feather we'll float in our gum tree canoe. Singing, oh, where o'er the waters so blue, like a feather we'll float in our gum tree canoe.
Thank you.
I was very fortunate to get to know Bill Monroe in the last years of his life. He used to call me up on Thursday nights and say, tell me he's going to turn the dogs loose. He said, come on out, let's go fox hunting. And of course, I'd go right out there. And a lot of times, it's just him and I. And first time I ever went out, he had them all chained up to a big log up in that little pasture up behind his garage there. And he had a fire built. And he brought his fox horn out, and he blew that fox horn. All them ears went straight up. We got a hold of them chains, and we turned them all loose, and they took off up the hill, a-barking and carrying on. And then came the best part of it. He got him a big old long stick, and he started stirring up that fire and telling me about the old days. Tell me about being growing up in Rosine, Kentucky. He said he was cross-eyed and said his brothers used to make fun of him. And said he used to hide out a lot when he was real young. And the first night we went fox hunting, we listened. Sat there for a long time, and the dogs never did strike a trail. And pretty soon a lady come out of the house there with a tray with sweet rolls on it and some coffee. She brought them out to the fire, and I noticed that two of the dogs were trailing right behind her. And that's kind of what happened to our fox hunt that night. He told me what it was like growing up there. He said that it was a big long bottom down there below Rosine, and he said it was a stand of woods over on one side, and he said that the World War I veterans would be coming back from the war, and he said they'd walk that long railroad track down there, and he'd be hiding up in the woods, and they wouldn't know there's anybody around, and he said they'd get way back off there by themselves, and they'd rear their head back and holler like, that. Chris said not to do that into the mic because it's hard on the diaphragm. Anyhow, he said then he'd wait till they got away off down back off in the distance in the other direction. Then he said he'd go up in the woods and try it himself. And he said he always figured that that's where his singing style came from that hollering. Oh, the cross-eyed child is left alone. Alone with his lonesome eyes, while older brothers ride away in boots and clothes so fine. He walks the hills and the railroad tracks, singing in a voice so high, a voice so high it'll chill your heart like the heart of a cross-eyed child. I sat on a writer's panel one time with an old boy from Rosine. He said that the Monroes were, he said when he was growing up, said they all had fine horses and white shirts and them old saw blade ties and knee-high boots, and said they rode real fine horses. And Bill said that he'd kind of hide out from his brothers when they'd come by. Behind the house, behind the barn, behind the white oak tree, underneath the old back porch where he may not be seen. He hides it, they not laugh at him as they go riding by. Know the tears, it makes a pain in the heart of the cross-eyed child. Here a while back, I was sitting in the doctor's office, and then there was an elderly lady sitting in there, and it was just him, her, and me. And pretty soon she come over and she sat down next to me. She says, I know who you are. I said, oh. She said, you're that funny looking guy on TV with the derby that jumps up and down and plays the fiddle. I said, well, don't hold it against me. She said, I won't. She says, my daddy could be a great uncle to bluegrass music. I said, oh? She said, yeah, my daddy was Clarence Wilson, and he played the banjo with Uncle Penn Vanderburg. She said, I knew Bill Monroe when he was a little boy. I said, oh? Said, yeah, said, used to hide under the porch, and said they'd all be up there in the old house playing music, drinking and having a good time. Said Bill would hide under the porch, and she said, I'd get me some bubble gum, and I'd lure him out, and I'd make him take me upstairs and dance with me. Back inside the darkness there, he hears the fiddle tune. She takes his hand and pulls him out and leads him into the room where uncles play and brothers drink and sisters dance in style. A no drop will stain his determined lips, the vow of the cross-eyed child. Bill was always determined. He said, if you can figure it out with your mind, you can do it. He said, you don't have to sing. You don't have to play in the keys you sing in. You just sing in the keys you play in. Turn it around. Make a classic form out of it. And he did. I had a friend named Jimmy Arnold. Jimmy Arnold was a banjo picker and a fiddler and a guitar picker from North Carolina, and he said he kept a trying Bill out every which way. He said he'd play this tune for him, and then Bill would play it right back to him. And he'd play that tune for him, Bill would play it right back to him. Then he'd sing him a song, and Bill'd sing him a song right back. Then he'd play him another tune, and Bill would match him note for note. He said finally he couldn't get in best any other way. He said he broke out the boxing gloves and got outside the bus and went sparring. He said he didn't do much good that way either. He wills himself to persevere as strong he upward grows. They come to match him, fist and note is on their way they go. He does what he does the best he can. Some say it is his style, but they can't see old Kentucky in the heart of the cross-eyed child. Anybody knows any more about Bill's style than Mike Compton right there. Yeah, it's true. I went to see Bill on the heart attack that he'd had before the heart attack, before he had the stroke that finally, when he quit talking. And he's laying in the hospital in the bed, and he was flat on his back, and I went to see him, and I walk in the room, and he's laying just like, except mouth like that. And he got one eye open, and he seen me, and he started like that. So I went over to him, and he wanted me to come right down about that close to him. And he says, now I got a song right here you could really make a hit with. He said, I've been working on it. He said, I've almost got the bridge done. It goes like, and he started pitching me a song. I love him for that. He worked right up to the end. Yeah, buddy. And that's, I really love him for that. Still proving himself to people gone. His pride must have its way. There one sits down in the churchyard ground in the town so far away. He sings his song to the midnight sky. A wail on the radio dial. And around the world they hear the blues in the heart of the cross-eyed child. And no one grins, they all chime in just to sing with the cross-eyed child. And no one smiles, they're studying the style just to picking with the cross-eyed child. And no one grins, we all chime in just to be with the cross-eyed child.
Yeah. Chris Sharp to come up here. Chris is a good young Christian man here and has sworn off of baseball and fiddling to pursue the higher levels of spiritual, intellectual, and literary achievement. And he's going to sing a song for you. I better can't go up to A here, hadn't I?
That'll work.
Yeah, Chris is from... Asheville, North Carolina. And while I get tuned, I'm going to let him come up here and give you an account of himself right now.
Tell you about himself, and I will shut up.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to do a tune. I got it from John, and he got it from Bascom Lamar Lunsford, who was... An old song collector back in...
I didn't actually get it from basketball.
You didn't?
I never actually saw the man.
Oh.
It was just, it was on a record.
Well, it come some way that way. Anyway,
we got it off a record, which I'm told is the folk process.
The folk process. At any rate, that's the one we're going to do. It's called Asheville Junction. On an old tunnel, all caved in, babe, all caved in. Asheville Junction, on an old tunnel, all caved in, babe. Barking, somebody's coming, babe, somebody's coming. When you hear that hoot owl howling, somebody died, babe, somebody died. Asheville Junction, son and old tunnel, okay, babe, okay. Asheville Junction, son and old tunnel, all caved in, babe, all caved in. Asheville Junction, swan and old tunnel, okay, babe, okay, Asheville Junction, swan and old tunnel, okay, babe, okay. Thank you.
Well, like for Mike Compton now to come up here and sing you a song, if he will, as only he can. And he will also give you an account of himself. Mike is about to be a father, and he could be a father at any minute. And just give him a big hand. And it was decided tonight that Mike lives way out in the country, and it was decided tonight that if he and his wife came down here, they would be closer to the hospital. If it should happen while we're on stage, then if they were out in the country. So Sadie's here, and if Mike suddenly dives off the stage and leaves us up here by ourselves, you'll know what the deal is. But meanwhile, while we've got him, we'd like to put him to work, and here he is, and he will tell you about it.
All right. At John's request, I'm going to do an old blues song. Actually started out as a blues. It's turned into a bluegrass song at this point. It was originally done by the Mississippi Sheiks with a K, not a T. That's something else entirely, I think. But it's a 1930 version of Sitting on Top of the World. Thank you.
Went down to the station, all out in the yard. Gonna catch me a freight train. Work's done got hard. Now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world.
Part of this music is tuning and being in tune, and one of my deathly fears that I have continual nightmares about is showing up out of tune and having to go back home and tune up all over again. I go to the theater at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I tune from 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4:30. I got one of them little things that you plug into, got the little lights on it, tell me right when I got it right. Sometimes I'll turn away from it and try to tune and then turn back and plug into it to see if I'm right. Usually I'm not, but to get close. And I tune. About 5:30, I take about a 10-minute break, eat a chicken sandwich. I keep right on tuning. 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock, 7:30, I get ready to go on stage. And the stage manager comes to me and he says, "Son, you've been tuning since 2 o'clock this afternoon." He says, "Chet Atkins comes in here." Our good friend Chet Atkins pulls his guitar out 5 minutes before showtime, twists a few little knobs, goes on stage, plays for 2 hours. But then, of course, some people don't give a damn. So.
Thank you. Thank you.
appreciate you all coming out. I want you to give a big hand to Mike Compton, if you will. Big hand for Ken Blanton back here on the bass, if you will. Big hand for Chris Sharp on the guitar. Big hand for David Schenk, who's here, who runs our website and our internet page, and he's here. And he can tell you all about it, because it's for damn sure I can't. Stand on your stage. Thanks for your presence tonight. Thanks for the people who ran the sound and the people who handled the lights. Thanks for coming to see us when you could have been elsewhere instead. The folks on the door, the ones put this on, and the bald spot on top of the head. This show was not federally funded. I hope it was fun for you too. Drive careful, go home to bed. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Much. Mike Compton, Chris Sharp, Ken Blanton, thank you. Just reminded that we're going to do a second set. We've just done everything we know. And one of them we did twice, just changed the title on it, so you'd think it was a different song. But at any rate, we've got another set to do. We've had a request for CDs and pictures and all such as that, and we didn't bring anything like that with us. But if you want, I can give you an address to write to. Have you got your pencil and paper ready? It's Box 443, Madison, Tennessee, 37116. All right. Box 443. 37116. We'll play a tune, and I'll repeat that again, and then we'll go take a break and get ready to do the second set. Anybody want me to repeat that now? Box 443-37116. That's all, actually, what you really got to remember is that. Here's an old fiddle tune we were playing in the dressing room before we came out here. Got some risque words to it. This fiddling tune called Jenny on the Railroad. These old fiddle tunes got what we would call borderline erotic words to them. And the old men would sing them to each other when they'd go out to the truck for a drink. And where I grew up, well, they everybody knew the words to them, but nobody'd sing them because they'd play them, and then they'd play them around the ladies, and then they'd look at each other and wink. You know, that was. But how many people here got cable television? All right, well, I'll sing you the words of this, and we won't even phase you after cable television. Now, Jenny on the railroad a-coming from the ball. Oh, she wouldn't and she couldn't and she didn't show it all. So she hiked up her petticoat and showed it to us all. Thank you. open the gate and walk on through. He's a pretty good dog and he won't bite you. We've got a few lyrics of our own. Now let's all go to the old back room and pray for no blue food. Bull Durham, man, the second coming at the altar of pinto beans. Put the best of the worst on first, my friend, and the worst of the best on last. The inebriated church of the latter-day drunk for sheep is opposed to coke cut, string low, bass tone, bust you call stone, buddy from the tune of the very same name. Compton, Ken Blanton, Chris Sharp. Ball spot on top of the head. Thank you. You certainly are easily entertained. Here's an Ed Haley tune called The Three Forks of Sandy. Tune called The Three Forks of Sandy, which is the Lovisa Fork, the Tug Fork, and of course the good old Big Sandy River, which flows into the Ohio River at Catlettsburg, Kentucky. Thank you. how Mama killed a rooster. She thought it was a duck. She put it on a table with his legs poking up. Oh, baby, about to lose his mind. Bring your clothes back home and try me one more time. Now you know about a kissing and a loving on down. You're the dreamiest gal that I've ever been around. Oh, babe, about to lose my mind. Bring your clothes back home and try me one more time. You was a-coming down the stairs going oop-shoop-a-doobie, and I was sitting there looking up and digging all that flip-flop-de-floobie. Oh, babe, yeah, buddy, about to lose my mind. Bring your clothes back home and try me one more time. Thank you. How good old boy is a good old boy. Old buddy's there when you need an old boy. To be right there, I've been through a lot. Make it work, and that's just a pretty fair good old boy. So here's all good old boy. Cheer him up, make a lot of noise. This will be a sad old world, not a lot of good old boys. This will be a sad old world, not a lot of good old boys. I'm here right now to say we got an old long-legged good old boy. He can actually do it, and I'm here to tell you, fine, yeah, and a pretty fair good old boy. Here, all good old boys. Cheer him up. Out a lot of good old boys. This would be a sad old world. Out a lot of good old boys. This would be a sad old world. Yeah, yeah. Out a lot of good old boys. Songs here that we hadn't learned the words to, which means a whole lot of them, actually. Sing about the radio all the time. Nobody ever sings about television. All the pretty people, all the pretty sights on the TV set on a Saturday night. Yes, we will gather round the TV, old and young, it's you and me. Seeing all the pretty people, all the pretty sights on the TV set on a Saturday night. Now we're going to the picture show, but we stayed at home. Mama and Papa didn't want to be alone, so we popped up some popcorn and cuddled on the couch. And most of the lights, we turned them all out, yeah.
Yes, we'll gather round the TV. Hold it, you and me. Seeing all the pretty people, all the pretty sights on a TV set on a Saturday night. Well, ain't no need of going nowhere. Just have to get dressed and fix your hair. We can all stay home because we got what we need. A warm living room and a color TV. Yes, we'll gather on the TV. Hold it, it's you and me. Seeing all the pretty people, all the pretty sights on the TV set on a Saturday night. I'll pick it on the TV. Well, it ain't like a radio, it ain't like a book, and it's got that sound, and it's got that look. All these children and me and my wife are watching TV on a Saturday night. Yes, we'll gather around the TV. Hold it, it's you and me. Seeing all the pretty people, all the pretty sights on a TV set on a Saturday night. Seeing all the people, all the pretty sights on a TV set on a Saturday night.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh.
an Ed Haley tune called Lost Indian. And we're real proud to have Jim Wood with us tonight. Give him a big hand. He's back there behind the bar. I grew up with an old boy named Clifford Hawthorne, and he was an authority. He was an old-time fiddler, and he said, I might not be the best fiddler that ever lived. He said, but by God, I can tell when ones are being played. And he used to always brag on his daddy. He said, you know, my old dad, he says, he really knows how to listen to an old tune. I said, well, all right. I'm your biggest fan. Y'all certainly are easily entertained, and for that we're eternally grateful. What? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I want to play you the dumbest song I wrote in my life. No, actually the second dumbest one. The dumbest one I'm not going to play. It's really dumb. With me. All right. Best I ever heard. All together now. Fort Worth ending. Boogie, woogie, woogie. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Gonna lay around the shack and roll in my sweet baby's arms. Sing it one more time. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Now clap me some rhythm just as fast as you can. Now where was you last Saturday night while I was laid up in jail? You was down there at the third table at the old station inn, and you wouldn't even go my bail. Yeah, buddy. Here we go. Parents don't like me. Well, it turned me away from your door. That was my life with you, woman, and ain't gonna go there anymore. Just as fast as you can, here we go. Now mama's a beauty operator, sister can weave and can spin. Dad's got a job in the old cotton mill just watching money roll in. Lay around the shack one more time just as fast as you can. More time, roll in my sweet baby's arms. Gonna lay around the shack and roll in my sweet baby's one more time. Two, three, four. Mr. Mike Compton here on the mandolin, Kent Blanton on the bass, Chris Sharp on the guitar, the old bald spot on top of the head. Thank you very much. Appreciate you all coming out. Drive carefully. When you get home, get into bed, turn out the lights, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Thank you very much. We got one more song. It's the saddest thing you ever heard of, and it's about the old cow. And if this don't run you off, nothing will. Pity now, old cow died.
cow die.
Same old cow on the seat, hey, I sang to the clown three times a day. I got me a dish rag, I made her a cut. I reckon I tried it, didn't do no good, cause the old cow died. Old cow died, oh, wasn't that a pity now? Old cow died. Times a day, I got me a dish rag, I made her a cut. I reckon I tried it, didn't do no good, cause the old cow died. Old cow died, oh, wasn't that a pity now? Old cow died. That's enough of that.